States Senator Rick Jones. Rick, we haven't talked to you in a few weeks. How are you?
Great. Been working hard, making sure we keep the water out of the streets here.
Well, we are having a lot of challenges with that. Let's dive right into that. From what I understand, the Ionia Free Fair has had to cancel. They've got issues with the water. I know that flooding is a concern throughout the area. Tell me what you know and what you're doing to help.
Well, yeah, honestly, as a state senator, there's not a lot I can do. I've been alerting people to road closures and asking people, you know, to stay off these roads if you can, because the sheriff departments and city police have a lot of work to direct traffic around it.
I know that this weather is going to be clearing out, and that'll probably be the best thing that can be done. Wanted to talk to you about a story which is kind of troubling. As a matter of fact, later on today, we are going to be talking with the Ingham County Shelter director about this story. But three dogs were found wandering, and they were the results, I think that they were, the way they looked, they were so beat up and so mangled, they looked like that they could have been a part of dog fighting here in the mid-Michigan area. So they are now at the Ingham County Animal Shelter and being cared for. And I know that that concerns you greatly, and you are looking into some legislation regarding this. Tell us what you know and what you plan to do.
Well, absolutely. You know, dog fighting appears to be on the increase in Michigan. We've had rings broken up from Monroe to West Michigan, from the Thumb to Adrian, and, you know, really just outside the Capitol. So I'm working in a bipartisan fashion with Senator Bert Johnson, Senator Steve Beaton. We have a three-bill package. My bill would subject the property of the person convicted of being involved in this animal fighting to forfeiture. Senator Johnson's bill would make it declared a nuisance if you had this illegal activity, and so the local authorities could padlock the property. And Senator Beaton's bill would make this a state racketeering statute, a RICO statute. This would result in longer sentences and bigger fines.
Now, I thought that dog fighting was illegal in the state.
Well, it is, but we don't feel that the current statutes are enough to deter the activity, because there's, you know, there's money in this, the gambling and everything that goes on. There's money to be made, and this is a nasty, nasty blood sport. And it's not just the terrible things they're doing to the dogs. You know, if these dogs escape, they could be a danger to other people because they've been abused and trained to be very mean.
Senator, I think this story was stunning, because we have heard about the Michael Vick story, the football player who is currently with the Philadelphia Eagles, but he did some jail time because of his involvement in dog fighting, which has created a lot of similar laws that you're talking about passed throughout the country. But I think it was stunning because we just couldn't imagine that happening right here in our own backyard.
You know, absolutely. You think of Michigan as being a tourist area or an agriculture area or the auto manufacturer of the world. You don't think of it a place where you have this sort of cruel blood sport.
All right, before we let you go, Senator, I want to get your take on what you see happening with the debt ceiling. Obviously, that could affect what goes on here in the state of Michigan. What I find interesting is that there is so much rhetoric on both sides, and it looks like the Republican Party, which was unified and had a lot of support of Tea Party members, is not unified in this, and I want to get your take on what you see and what you hear.
Well, obviously, as a state senator, I want to see this thing solved right away, because I don't want it to affect Michigan. A lot of federal money comes into the state for various things, and we don't want that suddenly stop. It could create chaos. I'm tired of it, just like all the citizens of Michigan are tired of it. We want to see a solution, and we hope that the president can stop his rhetoric and the congressmen and senators and get this thing done.
Do you think the Congress understands how frustrated the citizens are?
You know, I would hope so. Certainly, I'm hearing about it as a state official because people think I somehow have a way to control it, which I certainly don't. If I had a way to get them to vote and solve this thing sooner, I certainly would do it.
All right, and before we let you go, can you tell us anything new going to be coming out of your office, any more new legislation or anything new you'd like to talk about?
Well, absolutely. You know, I was contacted by Ionia County authorities. We had a teacher take a student out last December, took this high school student to a motel room in Kalamazoo and had sex with her. And they have determined, because she was one day over 18, exactly one day, I'm sure this guy knew it, they can't charge him with anything, and he can go on and continue to teach in Michigan. Every teacher I've talked to is outraged that this could happen, because a child in school is under, you know, a protective situation. The teachers, principals have power over these kids, and you want to know that you can send your child to school in safety.
There's got to be some concern from the Ionia community. What have you heard, and do you plan some bills dealing with this?
I've already got a bill in that basically it just says, currently right now, if a teacher has sex with a student, it's criminal sexual conduct, third degree, they can go to prison. But this takes the cap off of 18, because we don't care if that student is 18. The teacher has no business being a predator of a student that they have power over. You know, this would be similar to a psychiatrist has power over a patient, a jail officer has power over the inmates, and in somebody in a power situation has no right to take advantage of it get a situation like this where they have a victim who's a student.
So in essence, if a teacher had taught a student, even if they're graduated and 18, they still, by state law, would not be able to engage in any activity like this?
No, it doesn't. Would not go that far. Mm. This would be while the high school student was a student and while the teacher was a teacher at that school.
Okay. All right, State Senator Rick Jones, thanks so much, sir.
Okay.